The new plant will be EFP Corporation's fourth. The company is investing more than $6 million to lease a recently completed shell building in an industrial park. Ellen Horan with the Growth Alliance for Greater Evansville says the company chose the site after a nationwide search.
While labor is difficult to find anywhere, Evansville's heritage in manufacturing gives manufacturers confidence that they'll be able to recruit workers that are comfortable working in manufacturing.
Economic development officials are asking the county council for a tax phase-in. That's in addition to up to $125,000 in tax credits from the state. The new location should be up and running by the end of the year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Isaiah Seibert.